I tell you about this fucking song of Lawson's?
We need another song.
What did I tell you about this song during Lawson's?
This is like I gotta rip these headphones off.
Great song, not great during a loss. Before we jump into anything for the post game, I want to thank Cowboys Chris for coming up all the way from Arlington, Texas, and joining us in studio for the Cowboys Bills game. Chris, we appreciated you coming up. No appreciated problem. Having a time, like going out for dinner, having some drinks. Obviously, the turnout of the game isn't what we expected, but that doesn't take away that you are our first American in-studio guest.
In studio.
So thank you for coming up, man.
Man, this is my first.
It's your first.
Yes, my first.
But not going to be your last.
Never the last.
Because we can't ever, you know, next year we got to get that win from you.
We got to. You know, we're going to keep doing it till I get a win.
That's right.
Bandwagon boys, what's up?
Look, it's a down game.
Yep.
You know, can't be feeling happy after that. There really wasn't anything to be happy about. So
we usually do the crack and player of the game, like
abandoned.
Brandon Aubrey.
Well, Aubrey, I was going to say that too.
Or Brian Anger. Like the only other guy that did his job on the field. So Besides, it's got to be one of the. We'll just give it to Aubrey because he.
Don O'Dubb would be the only other player that I would say that looked like he was out there playing today.
Yeah, it was tough.
Aubrey scored 4 points today out of 10. So
he had 40% of our points. That's probably a safe bet.
And Anger had 5 punts, which was irregular.
We hadn't punted in the last 2 games.
Yeah.
I'm just going to give Cowboys Nation, anyone out there that's part of Cowboys Nation, I'm just going to give you a little tip for this week. Just stay off of social media. At least tomorrow.
Yeah.
Maybe even Tuesday. Build your way back into it and get back in just before the Miami game because it's going to be toxic. It's going to be toxic from Cowboys fans. It's going to be toxic from Bills fans, Eagles fans. It's going to be toxic from the guy that watches 2 games a year that knows you're a Cowboys fan that just wants to message you to say, oh, I saw the Cowboys lose badly.
Man, I even got a guy on my TikTok live now saying, go Lions.
Exactly.
Lions.
So people love to see the Cowboys fans in despair. And hey, that's part of it being a fan of America's team. We're going to, when they're winning, it's awesome. And when they're losing, the sky is falling.
I was going to say, Chris, did you have something you were going to?
No.
Okay.
No, go ahead.
I want to know because we come out of these losses and we can shit talk the game all we want. But guess what? Almost every aspect of the Cowboys game tonight, you could shit talk. So my question is more on what's the biggest concern? And then is there a fix that's readily available? Or is it something that's like, you know, we got to hope and pray that the player just fucking turns around.
To me, it was my concern was how easy it was to run.
Yeah.
It was like it was no effort to even stop it. You know, that's my concern because in the playoffs, you know, weathers do matter. The weather does matter. And teams have to run the ball because of weather. And if we have to go on the road and weather and somebody's going to run the ball on us, we may be in trouble.
Yeah.
We may be in trouble.
Well, you look at James Cook and Ty Johnson there. They both had over 6 yards per carry.
Yes.
That's not good. Yeah. Especially when James Cook had 25 carries and his average is 7.2.
Yeah.
That's terrible. That is awful. That's as bad as you can have it.
And his long was only 24, so it's not like he ripped off a 75-yarder and then ran
inflated his average. Yeah, exactly. He literally was averaging pretty close to that on any given carry.
On every given carry. For me, that's the big concern, and it does roll back to the previous season where I think the Cowboys have had an issue with when a team decides to run and stick to it. The Cowboys have had an issue with that. The thing that benefits the boys is that they usually go up or they get 7. So a team, instead of on a second or third down of just thinking, okay, we can run this because we're up or we can take a little bit more chance of not making a first down here is because the Cowboys score points. They were not able to get an offensive score until the fourth quarter when, you know,
it didn't matter.
Didn't really
matter. The Bills had a 10, I think it was Ad that said that they had a 10-minute drive in the third quarter.
Yeah, and you know, on that 10-minute drive, they only got 3 points.
Yeah.
But the problem is when the Cowboys offense don't get any kind of rhythm in the game, and the three and outs and the penalties, and with them not giving the rhythm, they would be putting the defense right back on the field, and then the Bills just ran the ball right down the field.
Yeah.
With no resistance. So you got to blame the offense and the defense on this, because the offense didn't save the defense at all today.
Well, and we were talking at halftime. At most games, it was one or the other. Like, if the offense was having a tough game, the defense was there to show up and at least kept it close. And then when the defense was having a tough game, the offense would come out and put up points. Today, they just didn't even look like they sent a team out to play.
This one goes out to the Cowboys.
Crack him if you got him.
Crack him if you got him. Bandwagon Bob says, I'm giving Cowboys a pass because I think some of them are getting sick. So they were not playing to their full potential.
And that, look, that's the perspective of a mother, okay? So that's a fair perspective.
Yep.
It definitely could be an issue. Only thing is you got to – Cowboys got to move past this. We're going on to – is it Miami, then Detroit?
Miami on Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve.
Yeah. Miami, then Detroit.
You know?
Yeah, Detroit at home, and then we end
at least
up
we have Detroit at home.
Yeah, Detroit at home, and then we end with the Commanders in
Landover, Maryland?
Yes.
Yeah, so
in the shit heap.
You got to move on. This is a loss.
A beatdown,
a bad one.
Right.
Actually, the score looks better than how the game felt, to be honest, 31-10.
It felt like it was 100-0.
It did.
Is how it felt.
Yeah.
We've already got people on social media, first round exits, you're bums, you're the cowgirls.
Bring it on.
All it out, you know, so
bring it.
Enjoy your day.
Bring it, bitches.
Enjoy your week.
The funniest thing about it is a lot of those fans aren't Bills fans.
They're Cowboys.
They're just random team fans or Dallas fans. But guys, Josh Allen, 94 yards. If you heard that not Josh Allen was going to have 94 yards by the end of the game, you would have, one, thought he was injured and taken out in the second quarter.
Right.
Or we smoked them.
Right.
And you would have said fake news if you heard James Cook got his final yardage?
25 carries, 179 yards, one touchdown. That's running the ball. And then two receptions for 42 yards and a touchdown.
Were you going to lose when the running back averages 7.2 yards on a play?
If you see that stat,
that's that. Okay, if you look at Josh Allen, you're like, oh, Bills lose.
Yeah.
If you look at James Cook, you're like, oh,
automatic
Bills
win. Yeah.
Like, his stats are insane. And the fact of the matter is, looking over at Dallas's rushing, Tony only had 11 fucking carries, but he still had a 4.7 average.
Yep.
And that, to me, is like, if you carry that out to 22, if you get 4 average yards per whatever your fucking carries are, I mean, that means, okay, you should be running the ball.
Well, they should have ran.
2 out of 3 fucking
They should have fucking ran it with them when it was at 3rd and 1 and they decided to.
No, they went long.
They went long, and then Dak got sacked. That was a big turning point where Tony Pollard was probably in the first quarter and even into the second. TP20 looked the fastest he had looked in a long time. Like, he looked like he was running with authority, but eventually you have to go away from it because you're down by 3 touchdowns.
And I love the play, just a little bit overthrown, that deep ass ball to Cooks, which could have been a big changer too in the momentum at that point.
That would have been nice.
But it was quite overthrown.
Yeah, there was a couple of right play calls that we saw tonight, and it's just the guys weren't getting it. It wasn't either getting to the receiver's hands or they were dropping it. I'm thinking about the Fergie first down.
Fergie.
Not getting that fumble. I mean, you'd say the what ifs. That was an legit fumble, and it just wasn't called. Definitely changes the momentum of the game. It could have been a completely different game had that not happened. But this is just how things roll, and you can't rest on the what ifs.
You take it on the chin?
Yes. Yep.
Take it on the chin. It is a little bit more concerning to me. I hate seeing it, and obviously, we don't know what it's like to be on the bench. But when you look at the play, outside of AJ, we don't know what it's like to be on the bench for the Cowboys. But when you see everybody, they look defeated. They look defeated after the first quarter. You see shots of CeeDee Lamb on the sidelines, and he just looks like, what is this?
When it comes from the skill players like a CeeDee Lamb or a Micah Parsons. Although I do consider Micah Parsons should be more of a leader, but maybe that's just, maybe he is a little bit of a lone lion. Okay. Maybe he's got his own pride going on, because you got to really pick out your players. So Dak Prescott is a guy who's going to run down the sideline and yell at his players and say, let's fucking go. Let's fucking fire it up. CeeDee Lamb is not. CeeDee Lamb, when things are not going his way, he does that. He goes into his turtle shell and he goes and sits on the bench, and that's fine. You got to understand that that's that guy's personality, and let the coaches or whoever else is pull him out and get him to go. And
well, they could at least go do it in the blue fucking tent so we don't have to see it.
Yeah,
I know. But I'm just like I'm not discrediting what you say. I just think that like this is what we see. Micah Parsons,
you can,
too,
if you want.
I'm on the fence with Parsons. I don't know if he. I think he's more of a lone wolf, a lone lion type of dude. Like, I don't think he's the motivator.
We've never seen
on
him
the sideline.
We've never seen him do that,
and that's fine. That's okay. You have to respect that for the ability that those guys bring to the game, right? So, you know. Just don't expect that from them at this point, I don't think. I haven't seen it yet.
They're still both young. They're still young, too, right? Like CeeDee Lamb and Micah Parsons.
But
still...
if we don't see it by now, it's just...
I don't necessarily know if you saw D-Law doing it in his third season. Screaming out there, screaming.
But he is now.
He is now because he's in his 10th year.
Truth.
Right?
Truth.
Like, maybe it's a thing that... Maybe
but then let's lean on D-Law
to do it
for that, right?
Yeah.
And maybe even Curse. Maybe Curse is a guy. He's not having the best season, but... Maybe his true value is his ability to fucking motivate the players.
He's having a letdown year.
Exactly. The fact of the matter is, crack him if you got him.
Crack him if you got him.
Like, look, okay, get all that hype out of the way. Get all this hype of, like, Dak being MVP and the Cowboys are going. Like, just get it all out all of the way now. Strip nude and let's see it. It's basically just been stripped out. Cowboys now have no... There's no pressure on them from anybody around them. And I do think a lot of that does factor into these players.
Because of the playoff win?
Well, I'm just saying, like, you know, Dak, everyone's talking about Dak being MVP. As resilient as Dak Prescott is, when everybody's saying you're having an MVP season, you're having an MVP season, that stuff can still add that extra pressure. The pressure's gone now. No one's going to be talking about Dak being an MVP anymore.
True. Right.
Like, after this one game, it's out of the window.
Yep.
Dak's, like... Even if he finishes out and he does get MVP, no one's going to be talking about Dak having an MVP season anymore because of this game.
Just beat the Dolphins, please.
Yeah. Beat the Dolphins.
Beat the Dolphins.
Beat Detroit. Beat Washington. Take it into the playoffs. Yeah. Like, that's we all, everybody in this room was saying there was going to be one loss.
Yeah.
Let that be the loss. It's done. Now we're on to Dolphins.
Yeah.
And then we're
Dolphins are beatable.
Dolphins and Detroit are both beatable.
Kick Tyreek Hill in his fucking knee.
Yeah, I mean,
ankle, whatever's hurting.
Well, we're not going to hurt people, but...
No. We shouldn't hurt him, but if you get a chance, stomp on his fucking ankle.
Well, Boots on the Ground Eric says, bring your chopsticks next week, boys, because we're eating sushi. And he has
like
a bunch
that.
Of carving up the
I don't recommend right. eating dolphins. Very high in mercury. I watched a documentary about people that eat dolphins.
Yeah, everybody watched it on Netflix, okay?
What was also, it called?
It was the ocean one.
It sounds
Seaspiracy.
Like...
Seaspiracy.
No, I wasn't... No. No,
oh, you're talking
no.
about the Cove.
The Cove, bro. No.
Yeah, I just said both of the dolphin ones.
Read
the
a book, bro.
I just fucking said it, dude.
Okay, let's get...
don't take your fucking anger out on me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay? Because Brian Anger is still going to be a Pro Bowler.
I'm sorry.
Let's get final thoughts on the game. And if Chad has any final thoughts, throw them out there now as well. We can hit those up. But
you don't want to hear a chat
or my TikTok. Yeah.
Well, look, if there are any final thoughts that are available right now, let's hit them in chat.
Okay.
But then I do want to hit, I think all of us, we give our final thought and,
okay. So James Brown says, I say we lose to Washington.
Ooh.
You
know what? Real quick, James Brown, that's the one I thought we would lose to.
The Washington one?
Yes. Just because it's like they did. Last year we lost to them, and then I just figured, like, if we won out till week 18,
it was going to
be that one that's like, oh, okay, we lose to what? So,
yeah, the one.
But I don't think now. I don't think now. But
Ultra Cowboy says we're not beating the Dolphins, and the Cowboys will stumble into the playoffs. Playoffs.
Don't like that.
And then here's the biggest point. Ultra Cowboy says his main concern is Zach Martin's injury. So we don't know what happened with Zach. Yeah. Is he going to be back next week? Are they arresting him? Is he going to...
Well, here's the thing about
Terrence
that.
Terrence Steele sucks, by the way.
Yeah.
Oh, you realize the like, turnstile?
Turnstile
Terrence Steele?
Fuck.
It's terrible.
Hey.
The turnstile.
With Zach Barton, at least it's a oblique, so it's a big muscle.
I thought it was his thigh.
That's
obliques. Your obliques are in here.
I'm sorry, not oblique. This is your oblique, right here. Quad. Sorry, quad.
I don't know.
The quad, the front thigh muscle.
Yep.
So at least it was that. It's a big muscle, and which means that it's got a lot of like
big bone bruise on it, probably.
Yeah, right. It might be bruised, which sucks. Bruises actually might be worse than an actual fucking tear or something like that. But it's, I think it's something that, you know, given the week, he can battle through. So we'll see. But
ice up.
I'm trying to throw a little positive spin on that injury, but it absolutely is concerning. Although Bass
didn't look bad.
Yeah, Bass didn't look bad.
Flipping his hair?
We definitely, yeah, flipping his hair out there like the fucking Sunshine from Remember the Titans. But, like, yeah, Hankins was absolutely a fucking loss.
Hey, Mozzie Smith got a sack.
Yeah, a sack.
Hey, still did it.
And, I mean, I guess if you have to go back and look at the tape and see, like, every fucking run play wasn't up to Hankins. They ran to the outside almost every fucking drive, yeah. It felt like, and they were just chopping us up.
Right.
Chopping it up.
And, like, what? Like, make those fucking adjustments. Do they not practice these things? Like,
it just didn't seem like the energy was there. People weren't getting, like, last week, it was almost like it was, like, the hangover from the Philly game.
Yep.
Or a like, sick, or every, or 10 players being sick.
But, like, yeah, in the Philly game, they're all flying around, stripping the ball, making big stops. This game, it was like, it didn't look like anyone wanted to even tackle.
Yeah, the thing in the Philly game, which was exciting, is even when they made a big play, I was like, oh, like, I still felt like, we can get the ball back, and then we did numerous times.
Yeah, three times.
In this game, it was like when the Bills lined up, I was like, "Oh, they're gonna march down the field. They're gonna be rushing down the field." The only hope was whenever they stopped them on the rush for 2 yards or something or 3 yards. It's like, okay, now we got a fucking chance.
And then when we finally forced them to punt, we got a roughing the penalty or kicker.
Look,
my final
thing. Those two penalties were big ones.
Yep.
The missed punt block, which was so... Look, again, it's so hard to judge Sam Williams on that play because he did everything right.
You're selling out to make that play.
But he just didn't touch the fucking ball. And he got through. He broke through the line. I mean...
Untouched almost.
Untouched. Well yeah. Touched barely. Just his fucking ass was slapped, basically, as he ran through the line. But and then the other one was three. No, the other one could be when Dak Prescott got the roughing the passer, and then Zach Martin came in and fucking stood up for his QB. We talked about that and said, okay, that was probably one that you should have took. That's a penalty you do take. Show some toughness for your QB. But had we not, maybe it moved forward, we get a touchdown. I don't know. So
I don't know.
Chris Lee, final thoughts?
Well, before Chris Lee hits it, Arnie Diaz, $5 super chat.
Thanks, Arnie.
We still beat the Eagles.
Yep.
Yes.
We still them boys.
Yeah. Doing an Eagles loss, back-to-back loss with Eagles and Bills here. That would hurt.
That would have been a tough one. Chris, final thoughts.
My final thoughts was, man, I was really disappointed in our performance today. I just think nobody showed up at the tarmac at Love Field in Dallas and got on the plane.
Yeah.
Is that where they fly out of?
Yeah. So I just think they went to Love Field and said, I'm going to just stay in the car today. I'll wait, you know. But I'm like this. I am positive, though. Hey, man, we're a 10-14. We just got to move on. Hey, you know how you got to chalk them up sometimes. This one goes in the trash. Don't even watch the film. Normally, I go back and watch the game the next day or the next couple of days. I'm going to be watching it for no reason because I'm not going to see anything. Yeah. I'm not going to see anything positive that the Cowboys did today.
Nope.
Okay? There was nothing positive that they did. But I'm a Cowboy fan, so I'm going to watch it next week. I'm going to be positive next week. I think we can beat the Dolphins next week. You know, Enjoy.
Absolutely.
Haters, enjoy your week. I'm sure you're going to be excited about it. You're going to enjoy with all the crap talking, you know, but it is what it is. That's just something you got to endure as a Cowboy fan. But I just want to see improvement, because after the last mollywhopping we got, we came out the next week and played ball. So I'm expecting that to do that on Christmas Eve in Miami. You need to come out there and play ball, because if the Eagles win on Monday night, we're in trouble.
We're in trouble.
I mean, every game it has to be on the road.
Be three road games.
So I always say we have to take care of our own business. You know, don't worry about anybody else. But we didn't take care of business today. So we got to take care of business in Miami.
Absolutely. But we got a little bit of a prayer happening for Monday then.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, we're all going to
be Seahawks better beat the Eagles tomorrow. Gosh darn it, says Radical 808.
It sucks to have to worry about that, but it's what we got to watch that Monday nighter and hope that the Seahawks take it to the Eagles.
Anth, you're...
I'm just going to piggyback off of Chris's. You just got to, as a Cowboys fan, just move past this one. You got to move past it, and I like to hang... I do some shit talking with memes. Like, I'll never go into another team's page and, like... comment on videos. Like, I'll never go to a San Fran fans page or a Bills fans page and talk shit, right?
You will reply with a meme to if you see something.
Or if they talk shit to me on my own page, I'll talk shit back.
Yeah, yeah.
But, and I'll make memes when the Cowboys win. I'll make memes about us beating the teams. And I'll probably make memes about us losing, right? Like, I'll probably make a couple memes about how bad it was to lose. But I think your best option is to just move past this game as a fan. And like I said, your probably best bet as a Cowboys fan, as a diehard Cowboys fan, just stay. And if people talk shit, if it gets to you, your best bet is to just
stay off
social media tomorrow. Unless the Eagles lose, then get on there and tell their fans they suck.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
But you know what I mean? There's not much you can say. We joked about it, saying that the last the fourth quarter was basically our post game already, because the game was done. So just, I'm glad it's done. Move on to Miami. Let's get that George W. in Miami.
Absolutely. And you know, final grace is at least the boys kept their, whether you like it or not, and I don't like it, but I do like that they get the boys out there, the starting lineup, until the end of the game, just trying to fucking squeak out something. Some points.
Just get something.
Well, hey, if you know anybody out there that's going to troll you this week, that they're going to call you them boys, if they're going to fucking send you those memes, you just go to them, you put your hand up, and you say, go fuck yourself!
Woo! I feel like we're going to be saying that to a lot of people this week.
Oh, yeah.
Love you, Cowboys, Chris!
Love y'all.
How about them Cowboys? How about
we'll see y'all Wednesday. Peace.